that's only version. In this version, translations and other people's comments are eliminated or summarized as much as possible. During this conference, Sat spoke in both Farsi and English, so this track is in mixed language. Parenting Chat, April 2nd, 2022. Sat joins the meeting and everybody thanks her for her time and presence. Sat asks Bahar to announce who is in the chat. And then Sat asks Bahar to start with the questions that they have gathered over the past few months.
The first question. In Chapter 3 of I Am the Child, it says, look at your child not just as a body or somebody. If we only see the body, we miss the truth totally. We need to feed our child not only with the mother's milk, but also feed that place within each child by noticing his or her reality, recognizing his or her divinity, and remembering his or her light. The question is, can you please elaborate on what it means to notice your child's reality and or recognize his or her divinity?
The way to do it is by expansion of a mother's consciousness. In other words, when the mother realizes that there is only God and the movement of humanity or personality is just a movement on it, then I'm not saying at all time, depending on our own advancement, particularly where there is a misbehaving from the child, or we have some sort of opinion about our children, or even the time that we put them to sleep or when they get up in the morning, we realize for a moment that since God is everything, then reality of my child beyond his form is that he or she is God. By recognizing even in the split second, it only needs a split second of having this realization, we have done amazing amount of true help to our children, even though the child doesn't know what the mother is doing, even if it's not verbalized. When they are not feeling good, say they have some sort of illness, cold, or whatever it is, again, you do that. That is the first thing you do. You go beyond the picture and realize the reality. If anything that could really affect the situation is recognition of the mother of their child. So that's what it means. And of course, you tell them who they are, but it shouldn't just be verbal. It should be in a quiet place of mother's heart or the father's heart to see that which is not visible. So that's what it's meant by that.
Thank you.
چیزی که من گفتم که راجع به سوالی که میخواست بدونی که چجوری میشه که حقیقت بچه رو دید و جواب من این بود که وقتی که مادر گسترش آگاهی داشته باشه خیلی آسون تره براش. وقتی که ما به همون ثابت شده که خداوند همه چیز هست و همه جا هست، خیلی آسون تر میتونیم که در موقعیت های سخت یا وقتی که بچه‌مون حال نداره، اولین کاری که میتونیم بکنیم و بزرگترین کمکی که میتونیم بکنیم در سکوت خودمون این احساس رو بکنیم که بچه ما فقط این شخصیت و این بدن نیست، به خاطر اینکه درکش رو داریم. همون لحظه ای که این درک رو بکنیم بزرگترین کمک رو به بچه‌مون کردیم. به اضافه اینکه خب به بچه میگیم که تو نوری نوری، ولی نور گفتن مادر و پدر بعضی موقعا فقط تلفظی میشه. وقتی که شما حقیقت رو واقعا توی قلب خودتون احساس کنین، حقیقت بچه رو، اون خیلی اثر زیاده. Okay, go ahead, Bahar.
Thank you. The sentence immediately following the what I just read from chapter 3 of I Am the Child says, "This is the way to keep the vessel empty until the child is able to reject the false by him or herself." The question is, can you please elaborate more on keeping their vessel empty? How do we do this?
I'm trying to find an example to give to demonstrate it. When a mother has a fear, or a father has a fear of anything that the child is doing, or actually what the child is doing is not that dangerous, or what he's saying is not that bad, it's just that the fear and hesitation is in the heart of the mother and father. That is the time to not transfer that fear or that memory into your child. That is the time to show bravery and recognizing the divinity of the child. When we learn the concept through our own childhood, if we don't question it, we pass it on. And to be able to be watchful, be conscious that what we are telling our children is not a belief that will bug them down in future. If it has bugged us down, then we need to stop saying it. But the saying comes automatically as a reflect, so we have to be watchful of that. I remember when I was raising the children, because my mother was very cautious and put this cautiousness in my own heart, in my own vessel, I tried the hardest way to watch my behavior, my reaction, that I do not give them what really caused me trouble. And another thing to not fill a child's vessel, a lot of parents believe that whatever happens between them as a couple or at work or whatever it is, the problem of their life, the child is okay to be in their room to hear it, is okay to talk freely in the house. I am totally against that, because a child when he's 5 years old, it has the capacity of a five-year-old and a vessel that is like a sponge. I will hear, will gather. It is very new. It's like a new car that runs really well. So it is not freedom of a speech is stupidity. So we have to watch for that. And if a child comes with a new concept and shares it with us, we need to use our tools to eliminate it as soon as possible. And normally, the impression of aggressiveness and fear from the parents, it leaves a huge impression in the heart of a child. I remember Sudhava asked me, should I tell Eileen that there is a war going on? I said, no, not now, because when you can't do anything about it, why damage?
Question number 3. How can we keep our preteens involved with the family without forcing them? We see often they seem to want to go into their own shells.
طبیعت نوجوان اینه که کار خودشو بکنه، برای اینکه داره وارد دنیا میشه، بازار میشه. مهم اینه که ما باهاش چی کار میکنیم، نه اون چی کار میکنه با فامیل. ما چقدر وقت صرف میکنیم، ما چقدر کوالیتی تایم باهاش داریم. این مهمتر از اینه که بخوایم که اون قدم ورداره با تمام فامیل خوب باشه. و در این حال هم باید در نظر بگیریم که کسی که تینیجره خیلی طرز فکرش و عکس عملش فرق کنه با یه بچه کوچکتر. اینم باید در نظر بگیریم. چیزی دیگه هم هست که حتما درک ما نسبت به اونا باید فرق کنه تا موقعی که بچه بودن. Also our understanding of them has to grow as they grow in age. We cannot say, well, when he was five, he wasn't like this. Why is he now like this? Each year for them is a different set of memory, different set of approach. So we also have to grow with them through our own understanding and listening.
The next question is also about older children, because you have given advice on younger children, but the parents with older children in the group wanted to know, how do we help our older children with anger?
Well, I think on the chapter on older children that we have in the book really explains it. But with this question, how do we deal with our anger? It is really hard to give a method to do it, because for some reason, when a child gets older, they have listened to their parents all the time through their childhood, and they lose their tolerance toward that. They are not going to be a good listener anymore. They are not going to be obedient to every demand that their parents have anymore. Again, through understanding. But if there is a really a anger issue, I think through a very kind conversation accompanied with a big understanding, deep understanding, and giving them the tools of how getting rid of it, not by saying that you have too much anger and we don't like it, or you have to do something about it. We have to do something about it. And that is to make sure they understand that that feeling of anger is not comfortable for them. It's not about us. It's about them. When they realize that the anger is not comfortable and is popping out quite often, then they will seek your advice for elimination. And it's just, it's tactical. It's not something you directly say, you have too much anger, you know, we got to do something about it, or this is going to destroy your life or something like that. It's always through understanding of where they're standing. Always through realizing what they're going through. It is not on a surface. We have to dig a little bit lower and deeper, and then give them the tools. If they use it, they use it. If they don't, let them be. You know, you can't force someone to grow. They need to do it on their own pace and tolerance, to have tolerance. Remember, a human, a person goes through so many changes of personality throughout their life. if they're angry now, 2 years from now, they might not be angry. They might be the kindest and the most giving person. But the main thing is tools, to offer them to tools.
The next question. My child seems to be self-centered, and I'm not seeing empathy or compassion in her. How can I help develop these qualities in my child?
I don't see anything wrong with that. Read it again. The first quality she said was what? Self-centered. Mm-hmm. Actually, this is not bad in a child. Because the child that listens at all time will not grow up to have too much confidence. I'm talking about when it does all the time and begins to rely on the opinion of others rather than itself. A child that is rebellious to me is actually a good sign. Although we want our child to behave and to listen and to obey, I would say if they do that at all time, you need to back off. So that's for that. For me, a lot of rebellion children become one of the greatest leaders later on in life. If it's controlled, meaning that it is not vicious, it's just rebellion, it's not harming. What is the other two characteristics?
They are lacking empathy and compassion.
How does the mother know? Some kids develop that later. Empathy is with memory. Compassion is with memory. Memory of what is good and what is bad. I think all of us as parents, because of our own memory, we have a lot of compassion and empathy. And that is enough to show the kid. They don't need to cry because their mother is crying. They don't need to be sad because their grandmother is sad. They need to be a child. We don't see that. We want them to have the same experience and reaction as we do. But they haven't been in the bazaar long enough.
Thank you. The next question. Is the other day a child who has been told they are the light said my light betrayed me. I hit my leg very hard on the table and it hurt. How was it the light was looking after me and still I hurt myself? Maybe my light wasn't looking after me. The question is, how can I respond? I always told him the light would protect him.
What a smart kid. Well, the way I would explain it to the child, that the reality is that light is God. And the more they believe that, the less they experience the pain. The things do happen in life. You will fall. You will get hurt. But once you realize for a moment that when you are having pain, that you are, that the godliness and light, the pain decreases. And I know for a fact it does. I'm talking about my own experience and my kids. I have seen my grandchildren, when I told them that and I said, please concentrate on that, that they said their pain went away. So we have to explain to the child, it's not about eliminating the events in life, because you can't. But by really concentrating on that more than your pain, it goes away. And as far as protection goes, it is Again, we have to emphasize that knowing that this light is around you is very, very effective, even with the time that you have to experience something. And that has to come, that has to be said to the temperament of the mother. It's not word by word what I'm saying. I'm just sharing with you that it is. It does take the pain away. It does. I have seen it healing within, miraculously within seconds, something that could have been much worse. So, yeah, you can explain to your child the way you think she or he will understand. And she also has to understand, or he also has to understand, that events and accidents do happen in life. But those of us that know about our own light actually make it decrease, the effect of it.
Thank you. Our last question, Sachun. How can we share the trust meditation with our children? Can you please walk us through a trust meditation for children?
Whoever asked this question, I'm very glad you did. Because once the children know about that promise, because they are so open to accept it, particularly if they are small, that the effect of it would be life-changing for them. I will, because of that question, I will make a tape for the children about a trust meditation. So let that be until I do that, and then we send it to everybody. So we don't take our time now. I will do it in both languages so that I can present it to all of you.
Thank you so much, Sachun. That's the end of the questions that we gathered, Sachun. Is it a good time to open up for any sharings or questions that have arisen?
Absolutely. And remember, everybody, I love to hear about your side of the chat and to see how everybody's doing.
Farnaz's child was very much into computers and games, and Sat advised Farnaz to increase his physical activity. Farnaz shares that since she did that, she notices a huge change, and he even now is more interested in his spirituality, and he even asked Farnaz to give him more material and review some of the old meditations and teachings with him. Farnaz's question is, what's the best way for her to do that?
That is a really good news at his age. I would give him I Am the Child to read. چیزی دیگه ای همه که بخواستم بگم فرناز جان که البته مهمه راجع به بالانس وقتی که صحبت ورزش برای پسرت بود به خاطر اینکه پسرت خیلی تو تفکر غرق شده بود موقعی که تو تفکر غرق شده بود یادمه که تو به من میگفتی حوصله نداره چیزایی اینطوری رو بشنوه چیکار کردیم اولین کاری که کردیم این بود که بفرستینش برای ورزش که این بالانس ذهنی براش بیاره اینو میگه برای بچه های هر سنی که باشن نمیشه بچه ای که همش بدون حرکت هست وادارش کرد که بشینه مدیتیشن کنه یا اینترست نشون بده به نورش و به درسا حالا که این بالانس پیدا کرده و فقط تو ذهن انرژیش نیست و هایپر نیست به خاطر خستگی بدنی و ورزش حالا خودش میخواد بدونه ببین چه تفاوت بزرگیه که خودش بیاد بگه که مامان من میخوام بیشتر بدونم و من فکر میکنم این بالانس در زندگی بچه تو و دیگران که این میخوان خیلی مسئله بزرگیه که زیاد تو ذهن نباشن یا زیاد تو بدن نباشن و بین اینا یک هارمونی باشه که بتونه اسپریچوالیتی رو هضم کنه.
Serenia says that since the last time when Sat recommended everyone to spend quality time with their children, she did that. And she continues.
And also not criticizing them, rather telling them, you are much greater than this, whenever they show their emotions out. I started following that. And I could see a change, not only among the kids, but also like I could see the growth at the individual level, as a personal level. So when I started spending more quality time with them, I noticed that I'm not criticizing them. I have minimized, like I have stopped criticizing them at all. And I could understand the small happiness and joys from their shoes. And when I started telling them, like, you are much greater than this, even like in a day-to-day life, in the worldly bazaar, when I'm down or when my emotions show up, that comes up as a reminder for myself that you are much greater than this. And I could feel the energy levels going up immediately. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for that.
I love your sharing. I love your sharing. It's when we have quality and sincerity with our children, it really, really makes us grow too. It's the family come together. Either they can mess up each other's life or they can illuminate each other's life. And thank God that we are really listening to the truth and applying it and illuminating each other's life. And I'm sure that you have, all of us had incident where even the child comes to us and remind us what we have told them. That's illumination.
سودابه و دختر 5 ساله‌اش از اوکراین آمدن بیرون به خاطر جنگی که با روسیه در جریان هست و توضیح میده سودابه که دخترش به خاطر مسائلی که الان در اجتماع مطرحه از مادرش میپرسه که تو کجا به دنیا اومدی یا من کجا به دنیا اومدم و یه مقداری سر این مسائل انگزایتی از خودش نشون میده و کنجکاوی نشون میده و نمیدونه چی بهش بگه. در خاتمه اضافه میکنه
که چرا من اوکراین به دنیا، یا چرا من بابام اینه مامانم اونه، یا تو چرا مامان و بابات ایرانی هن؟ هی این سوالا رو تکرار میکنه و من نمیدونم چطور بهش جواب بدم.
این هم میگذره، این کریاسیتی بچه همیشه، کنجکاوی بچه همیشه دوست داره که تکرارش کنه، تکرارش کنه، تکرارش کنه. این یه روند بچگونه است. خیلی عادی و تو سطح دنیایی باش بگو، بگو که تو دنیا خیلی کشورهای مختلفه و هر کشوری یه عده مردم به دنیا میان و میگم خب پس من اونجا به دنیا آمدم، ایران آمدم، اوکراین آمدم، آمریکا آمدم، ولی در این حال همه ما که به دنیا میایم از کشور خداوند آمدیم، پس هممون به خاطر اون کشور خداوند هممون از یه جا آمدیم. بعدش هم چیز کن، زیاد اهمیت نده، این سوالات بالاخره رفت میشه.
سمانه که یک مهد کودک داره در مورد یکی از بچه های مهد کودکش خیلی نگرانه، به خاطر اینکه به نظرش میاد که این پدر مادرش کتکش میزنن یا برای تنبیه توی جای حبسش میکنن و این بچه از خودش خیلی تنش و ترس نشون میده. سعی کرده با پدر مادر این بچه صحبت کنه ولی به نتیجه ای نرسیده. صد میپرسه.
بعد خب بهش یاد دادم که مثلا وقتی که عصبانی میشه میتونه آب سرد بخوره یا بشینه با هم دیگه نفس عمیق بکشیم، اینجور چیزا. خیلی هم خوب شد و همه چیز داشت خوب پیش میرفت تا یک جایی دیدم حالتاش دوباره داره برمیگرده. میخواستم ببینم من برای یه چنین بچه‌ای چی کار میتونم بکنم. خیلی اضطراب و تنشش بالاست.
برای این بچه هیچ کار نمیتونی بکنی. یعنی فکر نکن که تو مسئولیتی داری یا به خاطر دلسوزیت کاری از دستت برمیاد. این خودش یه قسمت خیلی مهمه و برات تشریح میکنم چرا. تا موقعی فکر کنی که یه کاری میتونی بکنی یا چی کار بکنی و چجوری نجاتش بدی، ذهن بین بد و خوب ذهن گیر میکنی و به جایی هم نمیرسی. هر موقعی که جلوی خودت بدونی که کوشش بکنی میبینی که ترسیده، بهش بگو حقیقت نداره، باهاش تو سکوت بشین، بهش یاد بده چجوری با افکار نره، بهش یه جور یه چیزی رو میز نشون بده، بگو روش تمرکز کن و بذار افکارت حقیقت ندارن، باشن. یه همچین متدایی میخواد، ولی احساس نکن که احتیاج به نجات پیدا کردن داره. همینقدر که تو مدرسه توه و تو بهش همچین توجهی میکنی کافیه. و همونطور که گفتی فایده نداره پدر و مادری که بتونن بچهشون رو بزنن یا حبس کنن، گوش شنوا بدن خواهند داد. هم تا خورده خورده چیزایی که خودت انجام میدی رو موقعیت‌های درست براش تشریح کن.
مرسی سرچون از اینه که گفتید. این آخریا واقعا احساس میکنم کارم از این لحاظ روی من خیلی فشار وارد میکنه که هی این ناراحتیه، این حالتهای بچه ها رو با خودم میارم توی زندگی شخصی. مرسی که به هم گفتید اینو.
خوشحالم. Well everyone, I thoroughly enjoy my time with you because it was a very profitable time. It was a very honest time. And it was a time that divinity danced in our heart and saturated our thoughts. Thank you for being such a decent parents. Thank you for investing in yourself and translating that to your family life. That's it. Until next time, namaste to all of you.